Welcome. Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. Yeah, you can hear us on the radio. You can see us on Facebook Live, Periscope. That's at Gregory Ricks. Facebook, hey, go like or join my page. We've got the Winning at Life page. We got the Gregory Ricks Associates page. Hey, my personal page, Gregory Ricks. And just type it in. It'll lead you there. What else? We got Women Winning at Life as well.
Live. Sure do.
But to stream the show would be the Winning at Life page. Our look, our app connects you to the podcast. You can text and email us. I am your host. This is live. And if you'd like to join the conversation right now, test us. We're going to be talking Social Security, I think, for the most part tonight. A little bit of market stuff. It's kind of usual, but I'll tell you what we're seeing. 504-260-0995.
Well, you're darn right we're going to talk Social Security, because when we did it on the last show, we had all this stuff prepared. We did maybe half of our prepared stuff, and we were avalanched with calls for the rest of the show. So that's a good sign that there's a little more talking to be done. I just want to preview what's coming up on the Saturday Spectacular. We do the weekly wrap on Saturdays from 10 to 1. And what's going to be interesting here, our guest, Wes Blanchard, he's the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority. I like having him available for when I see a story like the Jeff Bezos divorce situation.
Man. It's a situation now?
Oh, it's a situation. It's an issue. It's a.
Was there any more details other than it's amicable? Obviously, what's the guy's first name?
Jeff?
Jeff. That's it. I was going with George, and that's, not it. Jeff. Well, it seems he was dating, and then National Enquirer picked up on it. So it's kind of like, yeah, the curtain's been pulled back. We got to, like, tell everybody that this is all a deal. Just don't know what her in or out is.
I'm not buying the amicable divorce stuff. I think that's just the veneer they
press
put on
for
public consumption. And I don't blame them, because you don't want to make
Well, you think if she was unhappy, I think this would have revealed sooner, because then there's paperwork filed. There's been no paperwork filed. They just have an agreement. And the agreement probably, you know what makes everybody happy?
Money.
50-50.
Yeah.
She and he each, you know, as a couple, yeah, the richest couple in the world, probably. What other husband and wife have that much money?
Well, yeah, it's the richest household in the world, so sure. And if she does get half, she will instantly become the richest woman in the world.
Yeah, and it's probably half.
But you ever think of it like this, Gregory? It's, you know, like you can't buy everything. And I have something that apparently money can't buy, because the richest man in the world just had a failed marriage. And I'm pretty happy-go-lucky in my marriage. You get along with your wife.
Have you been married 29 years?
25 years? No. No.
Is that how long he was married?
I think it was 25.
I'm just putting it out there, and I wish you happiness forever, and I wish mine to continue forever, and I fully expect mine to do so as well. But time answers all questions, probably, is one way of putting it. But with that said, if y'all didn't get along and had $100 billion to split, would that be so bad? You'd kind of say, well, I'd rather keep the $100 billion, but what, dude, how are you going to spend 50?
Well, look, monetarily speaking, they're fine. No one's suffering monetarily speaking.
Yeah.
But
now,
Jeff
look,
Bezos.
We look, in my marriage, yeah, I do okay, but I don't have no $100 billion to split.
No, you don't have $100 billion to split. We can all agree.
I don't have $100 million to split. I don't have $10 million to split.
Okay, so the things money can't buy. Jeff Bezos has four kids with this woman, and he's got to look all four of his kids in the eye now for the rest of his life. And in the back of their head, they could be thinking, you ran around on mom. He lost, or he may have potentially lost, a piece of respect from his four children, another thing that can't be bought.
Well, you don't know that.
No, I don't know that.
Because we don't know the story yet. So I don't think it's good to assume, and it all may well, you're not believing, but it may all be amicable. You know, they may have agreed to lead their own lives, and they may have been doing this for a number of years. Who says they have to go actually get a divorce and do the paperwork and all that? They might be happy, you know, between them, got $100 and something billion dollars, really.
Right.
I'll just say it this way. I know people that have separate lives that they're also together.
On paper, they're together?
Yeah. But, and they don't even live same house or same state. And it's not just one couple. It's a number of them. It's just, that's the way it goes. And they're fine with it.
Think about it from Wes Blanchard's standpoint, though, because we say...
Well, he's not liking that, because we need to argue, we need to fight for more, we need to file... That's all attorneys say, you know, let's do something so I can generate some hours.
And then I was reading up on some of the expenses that are involved with the divorce, and some of the worst states are down here in the Southeast. Texas is the fourth worst because it's so expensive. The average attorney's fees is $12,000 for a divorce for our neighbors in Texas.
I'll put it this way, depending on the state you live in, this Louisiana is not one of them, but it could be that, let's say the business owner or assume the guy running it saw it coming and wanted to rearrange things. It can be done and it won't be a 50-50 split. Now I'm not advocating that. When it comes down to, I don't think that's right. But every situation is different. The only thing I can relate to is mine. And just, it doesn't have to be 50-50 in every state. Doesn't mean it's going to go easy, but if somebody's wanting to control more, I've had attorneys that say, yeah, it's not a problem to go about rearranging things.
Well, kind of what made me think about also, and this isn't much of a stretch, it's just a less complex version, is we had a call on the Saturday show. Lori and Van Cleve was going through a divorce settlement and wondering what her options were from Social Security, you know, from the spousal to now it's a divorce, Social Security. And then I think you even brought up what happens if he passes away, then the rules change. And so,
well,
it's something we've talked about a lot, but this is a whole lot more complex because it's the richest dude.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter whether it's somebody that household is making $65,000 a year or millions a year, and the household making, you know, 40,000 combined a year could have $1 million in net worth. You know, when you think about real estate, country property,
you see that, yeah.
You know, the pension, some 401ks making, when you start pulling everything together, it's not that far apart. And a split up is a negotiation because you've lived and it, community property state pretty much comes down on a 50-50. Other states is maybe not so clear cut, and I don't know the law and how other states would do it. And Louisiana, you know, the guy, yeah, it's 50-50 because it's community property, half and half. But that doesn't mean the negotiation necessarily goes that way. If somebody's willing to give a little bit more to get it done or give a little bit more to get out, and no matter where it is, I think it really comes down to being a negotiation, which means, you know, if there's a pension built up, hey, one of them could say, yeah, I'm wanting half. Oh, the IRS. Yeah, I'm wanting half. You know, and the Social Security already has that kind of built in. I've never seen somebody go to court and say, well, I'm getting half your Social Security. I've honestly never seen that. So I don't know if that could be done or not. With that said, you know, the house, the pets, everything's up for negotiation and splitting qualified assets, non-qualified assets, the annuity, the pension.
Is it wrong for me to sort of feel
you kind have of- to leave me as a beneficiary on the life insurance? That can be put into the deal too. I've seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I have to stay beneficiaries to all the kids who are 25. I've seen a number of scenarios like that.
Man, I kind of want to pick your brain about what all you've seen in these settlements then. But a part of me, and this feels weird, I feel sorry for the richest man in the world. It kind of stinks that he has to go through this. I'm sure he would prefer to just be madly in love with the soulmate that's standing next to him and he's been married to for 25 years and live happily ever after. But I just know that's fairy tale. It doesn't happen for everyone. And, you know, I wish him all the happiness in the world. But part of me, actually, a little bit of sympathy there. And I'm not known for my sympathy.
Oh, who?
For Jeff, for the wife, for the kids, the whole situation.
Yeah, what I would have preferred is a much happier ending. This never happens. And you know, like the Waltons.
The Waltons. Walmart. Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett.
Continues what? But it doesn't do that. And a lot of times you just never know because it just doesn't ever really become public. But I guess when it's Amazon and the richest person in the world he's listed as, but, you know, behind every successful man, there had to be a great woman, I would think.
Definitely
the majority
helps.
Of the cases there. Now, what I was going to add in, you know, when clients split, sometimes it's real easy deal. And sometimes it's one of them coming to me and the other doesn't. And I give honest advice. And if it's one, then the other coming to me, I'm going to tell them exactly what I think they should do. And where do I come down? I come down on fairness is what it is. Equality, fairness, what's right. That's where I always land.
Yeah. Well, talked to Wes earlier today and there's a couple angles he's working on, but that should be a heck of a couple segments there on Saturday show. So he'll be on in the 11 o'clock hour. If you can tune in live, that's what we prefer. If you're not going to be around the radio, try the Winning at Life app, but you can always catch the podcast after the fact. I'll try and get that one up as soon as possible and have it ready for you when you get to work on Monday. So you can, you know, kind of
but
work.
You know, since they made the announcement, but there has been no legal filing. TMZ doesn't show anything.
Dude, you already brought up a lot of interesting stuff here. I'm going to keep an eye on this. Okay. I'm kind of shocked at how it's tugged at my heartstrings because I'm a pretty cold, callous fella. All right, if you have a financial situation.
Yeah, that's James Parker.
Yeah, if you have a situation not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, especially these Social Security questions, because that's what we're hitting up next. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, it is the Daily Wrap. Yeah, we're here to talk about your money, what's going on with it, what you can do with it, where it can take you. Hopefully, it's going to give you options. That's what I believe retirement is options. So you got to build it up along the way. And you may develop options before that time, which is pretty cool. The show number, so you can call, join the conversation, 504-260-0995. I am your host, Gregory Ricks.
Yeah, I kind of wish you had like a super uplifting story. And my favorites are when the guys come in. And, you know, they have their wife with them. They're like, we'd like to retire in 5 years. Is there any way that's possible? And you run some math and you tell them, hey, you could retire right now if you want. Those are the best stories. Did you have any of those walk in today? Just kind of want to wash this Bezos stink off of me.
Oh, it's real easy. We win every day. I don't know if that's a win situation, but you also look at them. How can they lose? It's splitting up assets. And I'll tell you, it's more than just what the company is worth. That's only part of it because they've accumulated a lot of properties, a lot of real estate. It's a big entanglement. And sometimes it's not necessarily about, oh, I want half of everything. You know, it's wanting happiness. And, you know, if there's like 10 properties spread around the country, you want half of those? I'd probably just say, you know, I don't even want stock. You figure out how to cash me out. I'm just speaking from her standpoint. Mm-hmm. Look, think about having to deal with properties and office parks.
2 months ago, you said
ridiculous amount of stock.
He's the biggest landholder in America right now, isn't he? Didn't you report that like 2 months ago?
I don't know if it was him going back to, but somebody had passed Ted Turner. That's founded TBS, CNN, and all that stuff. And he was the largest landowner, and somebody else had surpassed him. And I don't know if it was Bezos. I don't know if he's been rich long enough.
I think it
was. To accumulate. But if it was, we'll check into that and get back to you on that tomorrow show. But with that said, you're talking about a complicated life. You know, I'm thinking, you know, it's like somebody winning the Powerball and coming into $100 million. Oh, I want to buy a house in Vail. I want a house on the beach. I want a country house. I want a house in New Orleans. Okay. What did you just become the keeper of? All your properties. You're subservient to all this. You got to find people to take care of stuff. It's, you know, somebody stole my garbage cans over at Vail. You know, what do I do? Who do I call? You know, it's like, gosh, I'd much rather, you know, what's it cost for a week each month out the summer? Can I just rent it for 60 days? And you know what? Your responsibility is that 60 days. And somebody else is taking care of stuff and move on. Why become a servant of that? So it might be more, yeah, I'll take less just to be clean. And yeah, I'll take the house in Seattle. You know, it might even be more about that and not necessarily be 50-50, you know.
I can see that.
And you could see that there, it could be a leverage check, you know. Guy's worth, I don't know, what did you say, 100? He's richest guy
in the world. $778 billion.
Well, he's worth a lot of money, but, you know, with that, it's collateral. He could go write a really big check. You know, he could write a $20 billion check, so to speak, and you're out and have the house in Seattle.
I know this isn't that important. That was the value of Amazon. That's not his net worth. His net worth's like $70 billion, $60 billion.
Well, that's kind of my point. You can write a check too and be done. And from, you know, I don't know that I'd want to split everything. I might want less. Oh, you won't take over all that? Okay. Knock yourself out. Yeah, it's not just a split, and it doesn't have to be dirty. And you know what? They may not file for divorce for a few years. Might not ever.
That would be another show.
Yeah. But you know what? Why mess it all up and keep it complicated?
All right, let's
see. Who says you can't go live your life and live your life with, and each live their life? Why? Who says you can't? Who's making these rules? Doesn't have to be ugly.
All right, this is a highlight call from the Saturday version of the show, and this will get us started on the Social Security topic here. Lori Van Cleve, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Lori?
Hey, so I am working on a property settlement, and my ex-spouse is military, so we have gotten a Supreme Court ruling that I'm entitled to 9.5 years, which is at the date of separation for the state of Louisiana, but our divorce was finalized after our 10-year mark. So DFAS will be paying me once our settlement is done. As far as Social Security goes, do they go from the date of marriage to the date of the divorce, or do they follow the state ruling of the date of separation?
I believe it's date of divorce.
Okay, so we'd follow with the federal guidelines of DFAS.
Yes. I've not been asked that specifically. That is actually something I'm going to look into. I've not been told otherwise, but that's part of, you know, sometimes, you know, I know all this stuff, but sometimes there's a twist on a question, so I will delve into it.
Well, I know I had to go all the way to a Supreme Court ruling to prove that I was entitled, even though we were married or separated at 9.5 years, that I was still entitled to the 9.5 years of that retirement. So it took about 3 years to get all that together. And that is because his earnings are a little bit more than mine. So when I go to retire, I will be able to get, you know, his half, which is a bigger portion than mine.
Boy, that just sounds like a miserable process you've been through. Did you say 3 years of this?
No, my property settlement's over 10 years old, and we will finally go to court this year.
I do not envy your situation there, Lori.
No, I don't envy the monetary output of that situation, but there's a golden lining at the end, I hope. But we did find out that his military retirement pay that I am owed is in a, you know, it goes back to the date of the divorce decree. So all that's been accruing. So that'll be a lump sum amount. And then moving forward, I will get a certain amount from DFAS. And my next question to you is any monies I get from DFAS, can I allocate those straight into an IRA retirement account to where I would not have to pay taxes on them at the time DFAS puts them in that account?
Now, are we talking about retirement benefits that you're getting moved over to you from him?
Correct. DFAS will pay me.
Those should be able to go into a qualified account.
Okay. All right.
Generally under those rules.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Generally, that should be how that goes. If we were working together, there are some calls I would make and get verification of that for you on that.
Okay.
Or find out where our research is for verifying that. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Well, I think you got positive answers on both of your questions there, Lori. Anything else we can help you with?
I did. No, well, there was one other question I had about Social Security. So I'm entitled to his Social Security benefits. What happens if I get remarried? Am I still entitled to his bigger portion, or do I lose that option?
Depends on when you get married.
It's an age thing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so...
What is your age now? What is your age now?
I am 50.
50. Yeah. If you remarry, essentially, if you remarry, it's going to go under your new spouse's rules. Yes.
Okay. Even though I may... Well, when I retire, if I retire and it's less than 10 years, so would it still go under that, or would it... I have to wait until that 10-year mark, or would it go under his until that 10-year mark, or does it just go away if I get remarried?
Yeah, at which 10-year mark are you asking about, the one that you already had, or the one for the new husband,
or spouse, or whatever? If I was to get remarried, okay, so it's been, our divorce was complete October 1st of 08, so if I was to get remarried, and we were married 10 and a half years, if I was to get remarried before I hit retirement age, would I be able to collect his Social Security got married?
Now, that's a scenario we've seen on the show before. If you were married to one guy for 10 years and then you got a divorce, then you were married to another guy for 10 years and you got a divorce from him, you can go back and choose whose record you're going to draw off of. If you're still married to...
Yeah, it's after... If you remarry... After age 60, here's regarding survivor benefits. Now, on survivor benefits, it's different. You can switch.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to have one set of rules while they're still upright, and if people start passing away, the rules can change on you pretty quick. All right, we're back live now, and now that you had a couple days to think about it, I think you got it all right, didn't you?
Yeah, I got it all right. When you remarry, and look, you're in that situation and you're drawing benefits or going to draw benefits and you're thinking about remarriage, you need to look at the ramifications of that. That could alter your benefits or reduce benefits, because when you remarry, you're going based upon the benefits of that current marriage. Now, if you get a divorce from that person, that opens up. But whether or not that last ex-spouse... Depends on how long you were married. Once again, 10 years, less than, you're not getting that benefit. Survivor benefits are different, so we're pretty clean. If she remarries, it's the old record's off until she ends that marriage.
If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. He's a Hall of Fame financial advisor waiting to take your question right now. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. Hey, this is Winning at Life. I'm Gregory Ricks. Yeah, your host. I don't know what the show's name is, but Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Coincidental, huh? Call us, 504-260-0995, and join the conversation. How are your Social Security benefits working? Or what are you going to get out of it? What do you need in a split? Yeah, join us. If you have trouble getting in, dial back, 504-260-0995. You can email, hey, even text us. Yeah, how do you do that? Don't try to do that through 504-260-0995. That's a call only line. You want to text us, email us. That's info@gregoryricks.com, or do it through the app. Text us is absolutely done through the Winning at Life app. What happens is when you text us, that app converts it to an email and shoots it right over to me. So I won't be texting you back. I'll just read it and answer it over the show. Cool. What technology can do, and I don't see any at the moment. So moving on.
Okay, so did we wipe up everything about that Social Security call? Because there was like four different rule sets that she was falling under in that one scenario.
Look, when you're divorcing and you're awarded qualified assets from the ex-spouse to be or ex-spouse, because sometimes divorce can happen and settlement takes a long time. With that said, qualified money that's awarded to you can go in. Typically goes into your own qualified account. That's how it does. If it's splitting up the 401k, that's moved into a qualified account and moved from that 401k. Takes a court order, but a court order will get it done. If it's a pension, that's a split that when he or she does turn on that pension, you'll get that percentage of that. As far as divorcing, yeah, you have a right to spousal benefits on their record while they're living, but you also have survivor benefits on their work record when they die. It doesn't affect that. A lot of people are like, well, is it going to affect me or is it going to affect him or is it going to affect her? It doesn't matter. They don't have to know and nobody's going to notify. Oh, by the way, two of your ex-wives just turned on spousal benefits
on your record,
Good news is it's not affecting you whatsoever. See, he's not getting that letter and it will not affect him. And he could have ex-spouses do it and there's no effect. There's no cap or anything on that. You know what? I don't think that happens too often. You know what's the likelihood case? One or two. I've never seen any statistics on that, but it's not too. How many ex-wives do you have?
Zero.
Okay. So there's probably only one ever going to draw off of your benefit then.
No, we're together until one of us dies. That's the rule.
Well, there's probably one going to draw off your benefits.
Yes. In that case, yes.
And that would be why is probably one, because she probably is going to survive him. That's statistically speaking. There's no negatives in that. It's probably one will draw off of his benefits. And what does it make for one to happen? Outlive him. That's not too hard. You're like crazy guy and nothing happens to you. You take all these risks, huh?
Yeah, and I take all traffic signs as mere suggestions, not laws.
No. Yeah, right.
So I'm surprised I made it this far.
And the don't text when you drive, actually, that's illegal.
Is it?
You think it's a suggestion. That's what you could. If you could get a ticket for it, I would think that's you violated the law, and the law won if they caught you.
But there's different levels of laws
I'm making jokes about James here. But, you know, when you move on to, okay, there is no negative effect on a divorced spouse or more than one drawing off of an ex's benefit. It happens, and there's no, and nobody's having to contact him. But here's kind of stuff you're needing to keep up with, that you go through a divorce, you need to also, there's a number of things you need to have. You need to keep the ex's social security number. It shouldn't be a secret. You've got tax returns and all together. Sitting somewhere.
Now, keep some documents.
Keep the Social Security note because you know yours. Keep theirs. You need proof of marriage if you're going to have proof of divorce. I think you have proof of marriage anyhow. You know, you can have a happy long marriage and all of a sudden one passes for the other. Well, were you married to them? Well, where's your proof? You need to always keep that. Safe place. You know what? You need to take pictures of it. Have multiple copies. Death certificates. You should always have extras. And probably when a death occurs, the survivor does not order enough copies of those there. So, and you need to keep up with Social Security numbers. And I would probably keep up with the past few tax returns that you filed together for just in case. And when you go to Social Security, they're going to ask for that information in these crazy scenarios we're talking about. They're not going to call him up and you may not have talked to him or her in 20 years. It doesn't matter. You're not needing to talk to them then. Social Security will connect to all the dots if you have the documentation. So that's one of the important things to think of. You're going to split. Well, make sure you have copies of all this stuff.
John and Chalmette, you're next up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, John?
Yes, I really enjoy the show. Very informative. I have a question about a legal separation that my wife filed for in 1992, and I don't know how that's going to affect her Social Security benefits, and I'm in my late 50s now.
Okay, legal separation, did it end up in a divorce, or are you just legally separated?
No, she filed for a legal separation. We were separated about a week, and the legal separation it's still on the books. It's still there.
But you're not divorced.
No, we never did divorce.
Okay. I don't think the legal separation means anything from my viewpoint and working in this industry. It might be for an attorney to tell you, so you might spend some money there and end up with the same answer. But, you know, somebody that won't charge you is calling up Social Security, set up a phone appointment and discuss that with them. I just need you to back up the answer with them. Yeah, you're talking to me and I'm probably right, but Social Security is the one giving out the money, right? He who holds the gold makes the rules. So they're the ones with the money and you're wanting it paid out, or she is. You go to those that are issuing the checks. I don't think there's any effect because there wasn't a divorce. They don't go by legal filing. They go by when was the divorce order issued. And that's what they'll go by. But with that said, I always refer back, go to who has the gold. It's their rules.
Now, does the state of Louisiana, in the state of Louisiana, can you still file for a legal separation?
You're asking legal stuff there, and I just can't help you on that. That's kind of hearsay. I am not an attorney, so I deal in the financial world and deal with these situations, so I can't help you there.
Yeah, and just a quick gander over a handful of websites that popped up on a Google search here. They all seem to be in unison over here that legal separation is not the same as a divorce in the eyes of Social Security. I am even less of a legal expert than Gregory Ricks, though, so that's just take it with a big old boulder of salt.
Well, I've done this for a long time, and that's how we've seen the effect. It is the divorce.
Sounds like you're okay, John.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy out in Chalmette, and thanks for calling us.
Yeah, you got to do a whole bunch of paperwork, filings, and separation of stuff, but what really in? Because you could do this filings and saying, you know, you can file for separation, but that doesn't actually end the community or anything. You got to have other filings, as I understand it, to, you know, basically put out there, I'm not responsible for any bills or anything going forward and such as that, you know, until you get the divorce. And then that stops all that because you are no longer married and have responsibility for the other. Now, you could have liability because you still had debts, and part of property settlement is settling up of the debts, what you owe and what you have. And that doesn't, just because you get a divorce does not mean that part has happened. I've seen where they've had property settlement done before the divorce. And as we heard the caller earlier in the show, they're a decade after the divorce, huh?
Oh, that was Lori and Van Cleve,
yeah,
right?
Decade after the divorce and going to trial after a Supreme Court ruling. You don't want to be in that kind of mess. No. Somebody needed to cave because they would come out ahead.
Whew, rough stuff. But we'll take your questions if you got it. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
This is it. Last segment. Live Financial Talk Radio. I know. Social Security Radio, it seems like. And that's okay. You know how many people Social Security affect?
I know.
If you're
everybody.
A U.S. citizen.
Everybody.
And maybe not citizen, but it affects everybody. Everybody listening, it affects you. Maybe not right now, but it will. It's a benefit that you have. I'll tell you, it's affecting you if you have a job, you know, a job. You're self-employed, running a business, contractor. Yeah, you're paying both sides of that. It's affecting you now. So you want to make sure you have those benefits. Have you signed up for your SSA.gov account to see that what you're putting in is being credited properly? See what your benefits look like and where they're going to. What it's going to be, the potential of deferral. You know, I had a client come in today and he brought in his Social Security statement. And it's one thing, I don't have your statement on file. Don't have your wife's either. Well, wife does have a work record. Okay, good. So all I need is yours, because she's going to draw 50% of his benefits when she reaches FRA, subject to it if he has turned his on. So those are all reasons to get that. And Social Security is important. It affects everyone.
Donna, Ocean Springs, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Donna?
I am calling about a question about our some property we own in Hancock County, Mississippi. It's like a fishing camp. It's a 600 square foot place. But the thing is that my husband is 70, And we've been paying property taxes on it since he became eligible for Social Security. And we have heard that there is a deferment for senior citizens, and we were wondering if it would apply to us.
A deferment? Did I get lost there, James?
Yes. It's,
maybe I'm using the wrong verbiage.
A freeze. You get a freeze on your property tax level once you retire, but I think that only counts for your primary residence, and this is a fishing camp. And
okay.
Gregory and I are not CPAs, so we're...
Yeah, that has to do with, could be county or parish and state rules, depending on where you reside on those. And there is some protections built in some areas for people making certain ages, like 65. So what you have to do is start with your county tax assessor's office. You're in Mississippi, so it would be county. Check with your local tax assessor and ask them what the rules are. What I always find is the assessor's office is pretty darn helpful. And
yes,
I think
sir,
that'd be
that
a good place
what we
to start.
Going to do. I wanted to hear what you had to say first.
Yeah, and I would definitely, whatever rights you have by the law, I think you should get. And you not knowing them, if you don't know them or check, and they say, well, you know, it's up to you to figure it out. Okay. You know, it's like going to Social Security. You might need to know how to ask the right questions and kind of almost need to know what the answer is to get it right. But that's where I would start. Make sure I'm getting all of the privileges that the laws on the books are giving you regarding taxation.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you.
You're absolutely correct. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Have a great evening.
Yeah, I just did a quick Google search and this has got me even more confused. So I don't even think I should say this stuff. But needless to say, it gets pretty complicated pretty quick. Yeah. So it looks like they get a little bit of a break, but it's way complicated. The cutoff, though, was a 65-year mark. So that's definitely something she needs to look into.
And that seems to kind of be a standard thing associated with retirement.
Yeah. Texas, they have something similar that happens at age 65, but it's not the same dollar amount. And so there's a lot of devils in the details, it looks like. But it really sounds unlikely because it's not the primary residence, but we'll let a tax professional make the final call on that one. But great question, though, Donna. Thanks for thinking of us over in Hancock County. It's a nice place to have a fishing camp, isn't it? All right. Are you looking something up? You want me to wait on you?
Go ahead. I can look anyhow.
Well, I was going to switch gears.
Well, switch.
Okay.
I can dial back, though.
Well, we got the new tables out, and when you split up the households by income... And then by quintiles, I love this term, where you take the top 20% or bottom 20%, or you measure it against the middle 20%. They have the new brackets out, and the top 20% of households pay 88% of federal income taxes. Top 20% pay 88%. It gets kind of weird, though, because if you go to the middle quintile, they pay an average income tax rate of 3%. And that adds up to just a small fraction of the total federal income taxes. And the bottom quintile basically only pays Social Security taxes. So that's kind of that's a little bit of the overlap I hear when we talk about Social Security, and it sounds like some distant program that doesn't affect you, even if you're the brokest person on the income scale. If you make the least amount of money at your work, Social Security taxes are very likely affecting you right now. Doesn't matter how much you get in your tax credits or your standard deduction. This is one of the reasons why we harp on this program so much, is it's so huge and so effective. And I mean that with an A, not an E.
Interesting description. Jumping back to taxes in Mississippi. Mississippi is kind of known as a tax-friendly state when it comes to retirees, but not too different from Louisiana and its other neighboring states. But in addition to low tax rates in general, retirees living in Mississippi do not have to pay any state income tax on qualified retirement accounts. They also gain an additional bonus exemption on property taxes upon reaching age 65. And that's on property taxes. It doesn't define whether it's a hunting camp, primary property, business, or whatever. Now, there's also, in Mississippi, it's defined also as persons 65 or older and persons who are totally disabled who are otherwise eligible for homestead exemption are exempt from taxes on the first $75,000 of true value of their home. That's just doing a few searches. Let's see. Mississippi has a homestead exemption amount. Under the Mississippi exemption system, homeowners may be exempt up to $75,000 of their home property they own and occupy, or other properties covered by homestead exemption. The homestead exemption is limited to 160 acres. You know, that doesn't tell us enough, but there's some favorable things that you might be eligible for, like Donna had called about a few minutes ago, and that's worth the research. Yeah, it's going to save you some money, whether it's a few hundred, few thousand, or more. It's money kept is money saved.
Is the live event full for next week yet?
It is not. We should talk about it for a moment. It's our wine, wisdom, and food. Wine, hey, we're going to pair some wine with some of the food courses at Ruth's Chris. Yeah, it's Ruth's Chris, and you do have to RSVP to attend. There's a $10 fee for you and your spouse or you and your friend that attend. You got to call the office, and they'll go over it with you, but we're going to talk about your money. We're going to talk about how we look at the market in environments like this. Why did we exit? How did we make those decisions to sell off the market positions and go to money market? We're going to talk about risk and volatility. Hey, Wes is going to be there. We're going to talk about estate planning. And you know what? We're going to have some fun. I'm going to give you some foodie ideas, some wine ideas, talk about experiencing life. If you're building up this money, and we all want to build up money, more we save, the more experience we can have in life, the better life. It's what we have a right to here. It's the law. It's part of the Constitution. We have a right to be happy, huh?
Or it's not to quite, pursue it.
Yeah, we have the right to pursue happiness. That's even better, the right to pursue it. If it's just like, oh, you have the right to be happy, well, then they're controlling happiness. No, we have the right to pursue it, experience it, grasp it, and enjoy it. So we're going to talk about that. So that's why it's a wine, wisdom, and food pairing. And let's talk about making more money. To attend, you need to call the office 504-832-9200 or go to my website, gregoryricks.com.
Yeah, and a staffer who will remain anonymous commented that someone's driving in from over an hour away. Someone reserved their seat. And I said, that's not really a big deal. We've had people come in from Alabama before. And they're like, really? And I'm like, look, if you just sort out your Social Security answer, that's a $500,000 decision. That's not worth an hour drive and you get a steak on top of it?
Absolutely is worth more than an hour drive to have a discussion, because Social Security, a $25,000 annual check from them, is a $500,000 decision. We're also going to talk about how can you build a tax-free income? How would you like to become zero tax in this world? And if you can't attend the event and you want to read about it, call my office and ask for the book. I'll send you the book tomorrow. The office number is 504-832-9200, gregoryricks.com.
Your home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. Download that app. You can call the show. You can text anytime. You can catch all of our podcasts. You can get connected to Gregory's office. You can RSVP for the Gregory Ricks Live this coming Wednesday. It'll get you in touch with the Total Wealth Authority. Great app there. We'll be back to do this tomorrow. We'll see you then. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Today's episode of Winning at Life is previously recorded.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is for educational and entertainment purposes only and does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Strategies for the private use of our audience. Find podcasts and contact info in the Winning at Life app and winningatlife.com. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.